James Billy was called many things during his 24 years as head of Florida's Seminole tribe. Savior, dictator, even Big Chief Moneybags.
The Seminoles' deposed chairman earned that nickname after bringing in casino gambling, which brought the tribe out of poverty in a huge way. Just think of the Hard Rock Empire, the tribe's billion-dollar acquisition late last year. But Billy always invited controversy and legal difficulties, and in 2003, the tribal council gave him the boot. Now 63, he builds Chickies for a living. They're replicas of early Seminole huts, popular at resorts and golf courses. James Billy bears no obvious scars from his political and legal battles, but he does have a mangled middle finger on his right hand. That came from a different type of tussle.
There was some sort of documentary that was doing it, and so I jumped into the pit with the people, have their cameras rolling. And the day before, we were moving these little four-foot alligators. So I jumped in, and I thought this was a four-foot alligator, and the water was a little murky. I noticed that his neck seemed a little big, but he was the shortest one amongst these 9 and 10-footers that was in there. So I pushed the head down and put my hand over him. He went boop like this. I thought, ooh. So I put my hand down over his jaws again, did it, and he kept snapping. So I knew that this third time that I would have put all my weight on him, and I would grab his jaw like I normally do for 40, 50 years. Instead, his mouth was open, and I stuck it right in there. He just rolled, bit me and rolled and took my finger off and gave me the middle finger and took off. Kind of humbling, you know. That was in the morning, about 10 o'clock, I think it was. So by the time 1 o'clock came along, I finally got to the hospital, but we had the finger on ice. And by the time we got to the hospital, I was already morphined up. And I laid in the hospital till about 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's when I got aggravated with him and told him to put it in formaldehyde, stitch my finger up, let me go home.
And the finger exists today?
Yeah, it's in a formaldehyde at the house for people to look at, but I just hadn't showed it off too much.
So was that the last time you wrestled an alligator?
No.
That didn't stop you?
No, it's just a finger missing. I didn't stop my ego from anything.
The Seminoles' front man lost more than his title when his job ended.
My $300,000-$400,000 a year job just stopped right in its tracks. And since I know how to make cheeky huds, I went into it right away. And first calls started coming in. Next thing I know, I got busy. And been busy ever since. Politics is not a lifetime thing. Politics, you're at the whelm of the people that put you in. The only unfortunate thing about it is that most politicians in the United States are millionaires. They can support their own habits. I don't. I just went there from wrestling alligators to another situation of political alligator wrestling ring. So whatever I made at the as the tribe was paying me, that was my daily pay. And whatever I had saved didn't last too long.
So that's why you're building Chickies.
I've always built Chickies. It's not because I was a chief. Being a chief is just a political thing. You voted in today, you voted out tomorrow.
Are you a gambler in the casinos?
I do, but I'm one of those kind of guys, if I only have $100 in my pocket, I might stick $10 in. The gamble that I enjoyed was the gamble of seeing how much money I can make for the tribe.
The Seminoles' first casino at Hollywood made $3 million for the tribe its first year.
We only had like $600,000 then. And you got the casinos, and Indians aren't so poor anymore. I'm not sure if we're at $10,000 a month for woman, child, and man.
Is that what it is now, the
I
dividend?
Think it is.
$10,000 per person.
Could be. Going up.
James Billy was chairman of the Seminole Tribe of Florida for 24 years.